Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope it encourages you to live and love like Jesus.
Hi, I'm Riley. I'm a senior in high school, and I've been a part of the youth group for about 6 years now. I'm going to talk to you guys about mission trip today. So I've been on 3 mission trips, and I'll be going on my 4th this summer. On these missions, we travel to local communities here in Texas, and we help people with projects like building porches, fences, yard work, and more. And it's like all kids ages from like 6th grade in middle school to all the way to seniors in high school. And in the Bible, Hebrews 6:10 says, "God is not unjust. He will not forgive your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them." Mission trip is not only an opportunity for us to have fun, but it's also a chance for us to spread the word through service. My favorite mission trip that I've been on so far has been just like this past summer. I had the opportunity to build a fence for an elderly couple. The husband had many surgeries and illnesses, and he could no longer work. We were tasked with building a fence in their backyard. I quickly realized that I do not like building chain link fences. So, yeah. But that changed after talking to our clients a little bit more. While talking to his wife, she explained how much their 2 little dogs got out of their backyard, and she would have to chase them down the street and throughout the neighborhood. She said it happened so often that she thought of just letting them go. But then she would remember how much her husband loved the dogs, so she would go after them over and over again, even with a hurt knee and a hurt foot. Hearing that made me think so much of the love God has for us. And it just reminded me like why I go on these mission trips and the impact that we have on people. Because what seemed like just a stubborn fence to me was something that was actually going to benefit our clients and help their lives just be easier. 1 Peter 4:10 to 11 says, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others. As faithful stewards of God, grace in its various forms, do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in the spirit, serve the Lord." So at the end of the week, we have a big client dinner where we invite all of our clients to the church that we've been staying at all week for a dinner that we cook. And when we first invited our clients, his wife said that she would be there 100%, but he wouldn't because it was in a church and he didn't believe in the Lord. So when it was time for dinner, we only expected his wife to show up. But when we saw both of them walk in, it was just a really special moment. He explained to us that we restored his faith in our generation, and he also found himself in prayer and wanting to have a relationship with the Lord again. And that just reminded me so much of Romans 12:1-2, which was actually what our week was kind of over, is just transformation. And it's, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Hello. Okay. Hi, I'm Aiden. I'm a member of the youth group, and today I'm going to be talking about community. When I was assigned the role of giving a message to the church, I knew that the topic of community would be the right one immediately. My community of the youth group have changed me so much, it's wild. From the beginning, I would go for just the friends, the funds, and the game, but as I grew and matured, I began to fall in love with the messages that they gave, as these messages were tailored specifically for our age group, so a majority of the time they were applicable straight to our lives. How I see community in the Bible is through the verse Romans 12:4-5. It states, For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. So what is Paul trying to say here? He's saying that although there's a lot of different parts of the body, They must all work in conjunction to do small things that we take for granted every day. Something else he's trying to say is on the line, do not all have the same function, that everyone has their own specific purpose. Now I have two specific takeaways that I'd like to specify on. The first, I'm going to go into the metaphor about your body being a good community. When your body is sick, the body will work as a group to defeat the sickness and come through to the end of it. The same should be the case for a good community. When you have a strong community, it should be a place for happiness for those inside of it. If there is someone inside of it who is currently incapable of feeling this happiness, if they're going through mourning or sorrow, then a community should bond together and defeat it. My next takeaway is purpose. As I said, the specific line, different members do not all have the same function. God is saying that we all have a different purpose. If a member of the body would try to be something else, the body would fail. This is the same in your community. If you do not follow the purpose that God has given you, your community may indeed fail. So now, I'd like to end it with a prayer. So if you would bow your heads in prayer with me. Lord, may those in the audience hearing this message feel its meaning to the fullest of extent. May they take the lesson, Lord, and bring it upon themselves to find a community where they could find happiness. And if they have already found this community, Lord, I pray that they will find themselves committing themselves even more to it after hearing this message. Lord, I also pray that they may find their purpose and they may hold to it and not attempt to do something they know is not right for them. Finally, Lord, I pray a prayer of protection among everyone in the audience, and that we may go from this place in peace and spread and live in love like Jesus. Amen.
Hey, y'all, I'm Tyson. I wanted to come up here and talk about forgiveness. So I wanted to open with a prayer so we could all bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to come out and to share your word with these people. I hope that our hearts are ready to receive and our ears to listen and our actions to go out and follow you, Lord. I thank you. We love you. Amen. So, forgiveness. I wanted to start off with a verse from Matthew. It's 6:14. It says, For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So, when I read the Bible, I notice that God talks to, you know, us in a, I feel like, two ways. He kind of talks to us in ways of parables, talking about stories so that lessons are taught to us. And then in other ways, he talks to us pretty straight up, telling us what's going to happen. I think that it's important to know that in this verse, he's basically saying, like, hey, forgive others or, you know, you yourself will not be forgiven. So a point I want to make with this verse is forgiveness is for us. It's not for other people. I think when we don't forgive others, the weight we carry and the pain we carry, it affects us going out and living and loving like Jesus, which as Christians we are called to do. Another point that I want to make is Luke 23:34 says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Jesus has been crucified on the cross, and he asked our Heavenly Father to forgive us. So how can we not go out and forgive others? I just want to talk more about that. Jesus calls us to be good disciples of his word, and if we cannot go and forgive others, I don't know if, you know, that shows that as Christians we can go and forgive. So I think just that it's important that we share the love that God gave us and go out and give it to others. If it's okay, I'd like to close in a prayer. So. Dear Lord, let us be reminded that you are a good Father. You push us to forgive others, to live and to love like you. You call us to be disciples of your word. Give us strength, Lord, to forgive. even when it may be hard, even when it may not be deserved. You died on the cross and asked our Heavenly Father to forgive us. Let us go out and be faithful followers of your teachings. Thank you again, Lord, for the blessing to share your word. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. You are invited to worship with us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.